The Joan Esposito Show. Live, local, and progressive. Filling in today for Joan is Chicago's own Andrea Darlis on WCPT 820.
Before the break, we were talking to Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson about applying for grants and loans and rental assistance. And we made mention of the website, cookcountyil.gov, the website to go to. And I made an important point that, you know, the language barrier a lot of times, well, it shouldn't be a barrier. So what's so great about this website is that it provides services in a multitude of different languages, Polish, Russian, Spanish, Chinese, Hindi. And that's wonderful. And that's what we need, especially now during this crisis and this time of challenge that we're all in together. We shouldn't have language as a barrier. So I thought it was really important to have Konstantin Bitsis on with us, the executive director of Tutoring English to Advance Change. And the acronym, it's the acronym for TEACH. Which works out perfectly, Konstantin. I don't know if you planned it that way, but it's a wonderful acronym. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about TEACH and what the program is.
Sure. So TEACH is, first of all, it was founded back in 1993 by the Sisters of St. Joseph, and it was established to help deal with the influx of Eastern European immigrants from the fall of the Soviet Union. And their mission is the same as ours right now. We provide individualized, relationship-based English instruction, and also what we call cultural mentoring, which in essence is helping our students work through, navigate all the systems, and understand the practices of our culture here. So what it does, what we do is we empower immigrants with limited English-speaking skills with the skills that they need to advocate for themselves and achieve the American dream that they came here for. The second part of our mission is to promote systemic change to better serve the community.
How wonderful. I mean, what a perfect message. This 1993 is when you said this started. Boy, it's something I wish we could have started 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Right.
What was the catalyst for really making this happen? Because it's such a wonderful idea, but I know it takes takes a village to get an effort like this off the ground.
It does. Well, actually, it was started by the sisters, and originally we were called School and Tutors on Wheels, and we literally had a purple bus that would drive around and do tutoring in the bus. So people knew us from that purple bus, and we sold it, so we could no longer call ourselves School and Tutors on Wheels, one of the reasons we changed our name. But the impetus was the sisters really saw the need, and as the Eastern European immigrants died down, we started seeing more Latino immigrants come in, too. So there was always a need to do this, and of course, now more than ever, we still have that need. So there's never been, it's never slowed down. It's only continued and gotten more necessary.
What has your role been in helping immigrant businesses, especially during the pandemic?
Mm-hmm. So, it started when I was, we had a student that owned a Mexican restaurant in Naperville. And I knew about the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program loans. And I asked her, had she applied for it? And she said, yes, I applied for it twice, but they turned me away. And of course, I was asking, why is that? And she said, well, because I'm a sole proprietor. And I know that sole proprietors are eligible for that. So that was my first, inkling into what's going on here. And I have to say that we're out in the western suburbs. The city of Chicago has a lot more resources, and that was what I found as well. So I talked to her, and so I started investigating various grants and opportunities for small businesses. And I asked around to different, like, for example, chambers of commerce, some that were specifically geared towards helping the Hispanic community. And there didn't seem to be any interest in advocating for these folks or helping them go through and apply for these grants. So we're not a financial organization. We're, we teach English. But we felt it necessary to take it upon ourselves to help teach them how to fill out these forms and help them advocate for themselves. So, of course, it's all in English, so we still are performing our mission. But that they really, many of them didn't even know that these things existed. Now, DuPage County has had its own grant through Choose DuPage. And so that was what I started with. All the businesses were in DuPage County that I worked with. So we sat down, we went over the applications. I contacted Choose DuPage and just told them who these people are. And they started getting grants through them. And that was, to me, one of the most wonderful things, because the inequity that exists in the community, nothing in Spanish, nothing at all in another language besides English. So how are they supposed to know about these things?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, I guess that's what got us started doing this.
And you have more than 900 students now. It's not just Cook County, it's DuPage and Will as well?
That's correct. It's 600 students and 300 volunteer tutors.
Wow, that's
so
excellent.
All together. Yeah. We're a staff of three, so so it's a little challenging. But our volunteers are wonderful, and our staff is wonderful too. So we've been doing this for quite a while.
So that being said, are you always looking for tutoring resources and tutors?
We are definitely, as you can imagine, different. Different communities have different needs. Some we have more students and tutors. Others we have more tutors and students. But we are always looking for tutors. And in fact, we actually didn't skip a beat when this happened and we started sheltering in place. We started doing virtual tutoring.
Oh, okay.
The important thing for us was that we wanted to continue engaging with students, because you can imagine the isolation that they felt. And for us, it was really important to keep engaged. So our great tutors kept on calling them, just doing wellness checks until we kind of figured out how we were going to do this. And they've been wonderful. So we started doing more virtual. We started, kind of getting a system down. And now we actually have a virtual new tutor training coming up next week, as a matter of fact.
That is fantastic. So, but has the virtual training and moving everything to online and e-learning, has that been a challenge, or has it kind of worked out okay?
Well, I have the greatest staff. I mean, the team here is so wonderful. If I can give props to Susanna, Kathy, and Amy, they're just great. And literally, I mean, they just jumped right in. We just said, okay, let's shift our priorities. Let's do things differently. And we learned how to do it. And that was that. We didn't even think about, whether it's difficult or easy or whatever. Just we knew we had to do this, so we did it.
I think it's wonderful. We're talking to Constantine Bitsis, the executive director of Teach Tutoring English to Advance Change. Hold on the line 1 second, Constantine, because I want to ask you about some of the other services that Teach offers well, including legal services and food services, pantry as well. So hang on the line,
sure.
And we'll have much more with Constantine after this on WCPT.
The Joan Esposito Show, live, local, and progressive. Filling in today for Joan is Chicago's own Andrea Darlis on WCPT 820.
And we continue our conversation with Constantine Bitsis, the executive director of Tutoring English to Advance Change. That does stand for Teach. And Constantine, I'm assuming you're a fellow Greek here. We need to get. Actually, I should probably start taking some Greek classes from you. Because I put my poor mother to shame whenever I go to a Greek restaurant.
Yeah, well, my wife listens to our conversation between me and my mother, and she only understands half of it. We do the Greeklish thing. So
sure.
So anyway, yes, fellow Greek, Constantine, you can't avoid being a Greek with that name.
Oh,
certainly.
Absolutely. We know the basics, the ne, which means yeah. So just look when someone's talking, so if I'm at church and people are saying something, I'll just say ne, 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 which is yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and it's fine. It seems to work out okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, as long as you say yes, exactly. You just say yes and everybody will be happy.
Well, I'm happy with your mission. We've been talking about Teach and your role in helping immigrant businesses, especially during COVID-19. But what I think is also amazing, in addition to having more than 900 students in Cook, DuPage, and Will counties, and a wonderful staff of volunteers, you also provide other services to the community, immigration legal services, which is so important right now.
Yes, the way we actually provide our services is we hook up to other resources because we're small. So what we do is we refer our students to other resources that we have a relationship with. Same with food pantries too. We know them and we can refer our students to them and say, here's someone who's coming. You know, can you take care of them? So the thing is that we're an English literacy organization, but we're not, as you can tell, because we've kind of shifted the paradigm of what a literacy agency is. And we really are an adjunct to social services. If you think in terms of us being a part of a network of wraparound services to help people with barriers, and I mean, we work with women who are survivors of domestic violence who have limited English skills.
Mm-hmm.
We work with them and their case managers to help them learn English to be able to transition into self-reliance and get their own jobs. So that being said, we in helping our students, we actually developed a survey, a comprehensive survey for our students about needs, and actually had them do it. They could do it on their smartphone. And so we got this list, and we started looking for these resources. And, you know, there is no comprehensive list of resources for immigrant services in the western suburbs. We could not find any.
Wow.
So we took it upon ourselves to do it because they needed food, they needed shelters, they needed jobs, they needed all of those things, legal services, and they didn't know where to go. And there were no resources out there, no one place that they could go and get these resources. So we decided we would do that. And, of course, everything is in English. So we help them, and we also help them learn English as well.
Yeah, and there's a button you can click. It says translate this site on your webpage, which is wonderful. Your website is a great resource. It is kind of one-stop shopping. It's teachempowers.org. And when I say one-stop shopping, we just talked a little bit about the immigration legal services that you have, but there's also an icon you can click on for food pantries all throughout the area, not just Chicago. You hit the western suburbs very well, Plainfield, Naperville, Westmont, et cetera, Wheaton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, you know, these kinds of lists don't exist anywhere, so we put them all in one place. So anyone can go and find them. And the other thing about resources like this, a lot of times they're in English, but they're in English that people wouldn't understand. You know, I mean, it's not simple. So you read these things and it's like, I barely understand. How could someone with limited English skills understand?
Oh, sure, sure.
A lot of these resources, we rewrote in terms that were more, were easier for people with limited English proficiency.
Now, I know a question right now. Everybody's struggling with jobs and unemployment and fees and rent. Are a lot of these services, you know, that they can go to and find free or low cost?
Yeah, they are. There's a lot of resources. For example, we know about resources for utilities and the immigration, of course, the legal services, they may not be free, but they're low cost and, you know, sliding scale too. So everything that we refer people to is affordable for them. We don't refer them to anything where they have to pay, you know, an arm and a leg for it. We try to give them resources because, you know, we have to understand folks are out of jobs right now. So they have to buy food and put it on their table. So we're not going to refer them any place that they have to make a choice between food or the service.
Right. And I know you had, speaking of choices, you had to make a couple of tough choices this year, too. I know you normally host the Night of Trivia and your annual benefit dinner. Did you have to move those online, or are those going to be 2021 events now?
Yeah, they're going to be 21. We had it in May, and we were going to have it in May, and we've just moved it to next May. But, you know, we've tried to do some fundraising, and it's hard to do during this time too. We try to do it virtually, and we're just changing and learning how to do this in a virtual environment too. So I figure within a year we're going to have it down pat.
Absolutely, you will, and it's something to look forward to in 2021 now.
Right.
Because they're great events. Tell us how, if someone wants to get more information or if they want to find a way to support Teach, you have a couple of different ways to do that.
Yeah, our website, of course, is there, and there's a way you can send us a message, a contact form. You can do that. That's usually the best way to do it, because we're out in the field a lot of times working with people. So the best way to do it is to send us a note through that contact form, and we will get back to you right away.
Well, it's teachempowers.org, and thank you for the tireless work that you do. I'll let you have the last word, Constantine. Tell everybody why this is such an important organization, especially during this time where we're all in it together during this pandemic.
Right. Well, I think we're important because we work with people that are those essential workers that are exposed every single day to this, and we need to help them with the resources they need because they help us. They are, you know, key to our lives too. So I think what we do is important in terms of supporting them to support us.
That is Constantine Bitsis, the Executive Director of Tutoring English to Advance Change Teach. And for more information, it's teachempowers.org. Constantine, thank you so much.
Thank you, Andre. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day. We'll have much more after this on WCPT.